Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Southland Drive, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
We are here this evening on Red Barn Radio with Southland Drive. That cool swing tune was sung and played by Samantha Cunningham, who has been on our program a number of times. Samantha, you have a couple of folks on stage with you tonight who are actually your teachers.
Yes,
which is
I do.
Neat, with Raymond and Ruth McLean of the McLean family, and we're glad to have all of you here. Samantha, if you wouldn't mind telling folks something we've talked about before, which is fiddle contesting.
Oh, yeah.
Could you talk some about that and some of your experience doing fiddle contests? How young were you when you started?
So I started playing fiddle when I was 5. By the time I was 8, I had found out what the Rough River Dam State Park Fiddle Contest was, and that actually at the time was the Kentucky State Championship. When I was 8, I competed in my first contest, and so it was a lot of fun. And Brad's daughter and I competed a lot against each other, and we became pretty good friends through that.
I have very
that.
fond memories of those years.
Yes. We play three tunes usually, a breakdown, a waltz, and a tune of choice. The tune of choices are usually anything that's not a breakdown and not a waltz. It's a very vague category, but it's a fun one.
I know you can recall what it was that you played for your first contest. I'm sure you can.
I think I played Blackberry Blossom and Dill Pickle Rag.
I don't know that one. How's that go? Can you still remember any of those? Either of those
I
two?
I know Blackberry Blossom, but Dill Pickle Rag, that's been a little bit since I've tried to play that one.
Play a little bit of Blackberry Blossom
yeah,
for folks.
I think so.
You know, there's some people who listen to the program who don't really know Blackberry Blossom. And so what would be the difference between playing that contest style and playing that just with a band?
Well, with contest style, they tend to make things a little bit more complicated than they need to be. We like to show off in contest style and try to put the hardest licks we can in there. If I was just playing it with them, I would still throw some of those hard licks in, but I wouldn't have to throw as many. I would have a melody bass line that I would have to stay kind of around.
When you look back to your days starting off in fiddle contests, do you look upon those times fondly?
Yeah, I really like fiddle contests. It's it was a big family. We all traveled around together and we competed against each other. We were best friends off the stage, but we were fierce competitors on it.
Last night, you came on this
We have a lot of bluegrass academic power up here, students and teachers of bluegrass music. One question I have, Raymond, is are instrumental contests part of the history of something that happened in bluegrass music, early bluegrass music?
They had fiddle competitions, fiddle contests across Kentucky, fiddlers' conventions and fiddle contests. And it wasn't just about the contest. They'd have a fiddle contest. As Samantha was saying, it was an opportunity for people to get together. You know, there was a competition, there was a prize. They've done that for years. That's how JP and Anna Dean Fraley bought Anna Dean's first guitar. As a matter of fact, for years and years, it's been part of our culture and part of our tradition.
Did you ever compete?
Back years ago, when Ruth and I first started, we did. For a few years,
because teen years? Your teen years?
Pre-teen, in some case, in Ruth's case. We played with other people. We played with our family and with other people, with the Charles brothers from Beattyville and Burl C. Ritchie and Columbus Brewer and friends back for years. Jack Chaffins from Knott County, Ray Sloan, a lot of people.
Did you ever win one, Raymond?
Well, yes, I did. As a matter of fact, back years ago, there was a county fair, and I entered the banjo playing championship, and it was called the National Banjo Playing Championship. Daddy and I had worked up an arrangement of the Bells of St. Mary's. We learned from Bob Saxton, guitar player from Mississippi, and we played that, and I won the championship. I was so proud. So when I was 14 years old, I won the banjo playing championship. And in all honesty, I should tell you that I was the only contestant. That's true.
Your sister was setting that up.
That's a true story.
Come sit by my side, little darling. Come lay your sweet hand on my brow. And promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. Be nobody's darling but my love. Be honest, be faithful, be kind. And promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but
mine. And from
bluegrass music from the very beginning was evolving. Bill Monroe, when he played the first bluegrass music that was ever played with his band, the Bluegrass Boys, it was different than anything that had been played up to that time. And it's continued to be different. Bill's music wasn't the same from the early days of the Bluegrass Boys till decades later. It had elements of the same thing, and it was that sound and that feel that combined old string band music and blues, all kinds of different influences, country and blues, and there was jazz in it, and there was all kinds of things. But Bill was always creative, and he was always writing songs, always writing music, and so was everybody else that had a part in that. People like Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs back in the early days, and Chubby Wise, and on down through the years. Bill's band in the 60s included people like Bill Keith that played a very different style of banjo than Earl Scruggs had years before that. People like Sam Bush, another great Kentucky artist, you know, played in a different style, but Bill always accepted Sam, and they were friends, you know, and he was our friend. Back in the early 70s, late 60s, Ruth and I played on television station in Hazard, Kentucky, when they first went on the air, WKYH in those days. The call letters have changed since, but we started a weekly television show there with our family, with the McLean Family Band, when the station had just been on the air for 2 weeks, and we stayed there for years. Bill Monroe came and he sang on the station one time. They sat down with Bill Gorman, who owned the station, and he talked with us all. He asked Bill, he said, "Now, the McLean's music is not exactly like your music has been." He asked Daddy right there, "Do you consider your music bluegrass music?" Well, Daddy didn't want to say, "Well, yes," and Bill think, "Well, no, it isn't," and he didn't want to say no, and Bill think, "Well, yes, it is." So he hesitated a moment as he was answering, and Bill spoke up and he said, "Well, I call it bluegrass, they better call it bluegrass." That made us feel very good and included, and I think that there is a lot of music. It's evolving today. It's always going to. It's always going to grow.
Daddy used to say one of the most consistent things about tradition is change.
Sweet, love me tender, love me strong and true. Take a moment to remember when our love was new. You love me and I love you, we know what to do. So wrap your arms around me, dear, swing me around the room. Hold me tight and sway, dance with me so slow. You'll never have to lose me if you never let me go.
I would like to thank our guest Southland Drive for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers at Red Barn Radio for their help with our production, Whitney Akey for her original music and performance each week here at Red Barn Radio. And we also thank those of you listening out there on our webcast and those listening to us on the many stations that carry Red Barn Radio across the country. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We are on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm wondering if Southland Drive's got another tune you could play us to send us home smiling.
We'll leave you with this instrumental that I think we haven't played together at all. But it's a bluegrass song, and we all know it. So that should be fun. And speaking of Bill Monroe tunes, this are one.
Absolutely.
It's called the Bluegrass Breakdown.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Russ, Ruth, Raymond, Jackson, and Samantha Southland Drive, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.